In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What a difference a year makes. Last year, on this weekend of Epiphany and the baptism of Jesus, I spent that weekend saying goodbye to you as I was about to enter my long treatment for stage 3 breast cancer. And here we are, 1 year later, and by the grace of God, I am here and I am cancer-free. Thanks be to God. So, if I cry, you know why. Last night, many of us gathered here for our celebration of the Feast of the Epiphany, which always happens on January the 6th, signaling the end of the 12 days of Christmas and the beginning of a new liturgical season. We sang and celebrated and feasted afterwards with a potluck in the parish hall. The season of Epiphany has 3 guiding stories in Scripture. The visit of the wise men to the baby Jesus, which we celebrated last night on the Feast of the Epiphany. Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan, which we celebrate today. And the first miracle at Cana of Galilee, when Jesus turned water into wine. The word Epiphany means manifestation. And in Epiphany, we particularly celebrate the glory of God, shown in a guiding star, in Jesus himself, and in the miracles. So today is the feast of the baptism of Jesus, one of 4 days that our church sets aside particularly for baptisms. And this morning we don't have any baptisms, but later on in the service, instead of reciting the Nicene Creed, we will renew our own baptismal covenant. And if you aren't doing this already, I invite you to remember your baptism every week by dipping your hand into the baptismal font, which is in the back of the church, and touching the holy water and making the sign of the cross either on your forehead or on your body. And thank God that you are marked as Christ's own forever. Baptism, as all the sacraments, uses part of God's creation. In baptism, we use water and oil and our own bodies. Baptism reminds us that we are blessed and beloved. In the gospel, we hear that John the Baptist was calling people to a baptism of repentance. And Jesus, who lived in constant communion with God, was not in need of repentance. So the question arises, why was Jesus baptized? In one of the gospels, John even protests and doesn't want to baptize Jesus. Surely Jesus was not baptized for the washing away of sin. I think that Jesus was baptized because it was another way of showing us that he willingly threw in his lot with all of humanity. He was baptized in the River Jordan to show his solidarity with us. He was baptized because he came to show us that creation is holy, that our bodies are holy. God took on human form in Jesus. And by doing so, God put God's self into the limitations of our human form. That is the miracle and wonder of the incarnation. That is the miracle and the wonder of the birth of the child Jesus to a woman named Mary. The glory of God is a human being fully alive. This remarkable phrase was written by one of the earliest people in the history of the Christian church, for which we have record, Saint Irenaeus, who was born in the second century and became Bishop of Lyon in France. He is considered one of the early church fathers whose writings endure to this day. And behind these words, the glory of God as a human being fully alive, is the very simple but amazing assertion that stands at the beginning of St. John's Gospel: the Word became flesh. Or as Irenaeus put it, the only true and steadfast teacher, the Word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, through his transcendent love, became what we are, that he might bring us to be what he is himself. The glory of God is a human being fully alive. And he continues by saying, the life of a human being consists in beholding God. Jesus is a model for us of a human being fully alive. We are all called to be fully alive. We are not called to be Jesus, which would be impossible, or to be perfect, which would be impossible. We are called to become our best selves. And we are called to behold God by worship and prayer and service. So, what does it mean to be fully alive? This story that a dear friend of mine told me came to mind when I was thinking about that question. One of my closest friends has four brothers and one sister. And the youngest brother, I'll call him Tom, was born with Down syndrome. Their father died when my friend was in her early 20s, and her brother, youngest brother Tom, was about 20. And she tells the story of the long drive with all of her siblings from the south back up to the family home in upstate New York. Tom kept saying over and over, "I really miss Dad." And every time he said it, he helped his brothers and sisters. Because Tom's fully alive meant that he would say whatever was on his mind, much like a young child. And because his fully alive was a being very much in touch with his feelings in the present moment, much like a young child. And because of that, he was a great gift to his family. And so every time he said, "I really miss Dad," he helped his siblings to grieve. And all the brothers and sisters were very blessed by his life. Tom helped them to be more fully alive themselves. You can probably think of people whose lives are sometimes a visible example of a human being fully alive. People who use their particular gifts and talents to do God's work in the world, whatever that work may be. People whose being sometimes shines with joy. Perhaps that person is a mother or father of young children, a school teacher, a policeman, an office worker, a retired person. It could be a young child or an elderly person, even one near death. When Jesus came up out of the water of the Jordan River, God told him, announced, that Jesus was his beloved Son. And when we are baptized, all of us become adopted as God's children. All of us are beloved children of God. Can you accept that? You are a beloved child of God. How different could the world be if more people knew their own belovedness and lived out of that? How different could the world be if people live their lives in the world as if God loved everyone, which of course God does. Jesus lived his life with the knowledge of this belovedness, and God wants us to do the same. Amen.